After speaking with a number of counselors, school leaders, and residents of Portugal Cove St. Phillips over the last few months, the MHA for Conception Bay East, Belle Island, wants to ramp up lobbying efforts for a new high school for the students of Portugal Cove St. Phillips. He since sent a letter to Education Minister Tom Osborne. PCMHA David Brazel joins me live by phone this morning. Good morning, Mr. Brazel.
Good morning. Thanks for giving me this opportunity.
So, first off, why did you write this letter to Education Minister Tom Osborne?
Well, you know, it's ironic. 10 years ago this week, I knocked doors my first election in Portugal Cove St. Phillips. And the biggest issue that was brought to my attention was about the lack of access to education in the community. At the time, they had an elementary school that could hold a capacity of around 450 students, but had nearly 700 in it, which was a challenge. So we had to work towards get modular classrooms to address that. Then we had to look at solving that issue. We managed to lobby over the last number of years with the community leaders and the administration to the school board to indeed find a way to put a new school in the play. We got an intermediate school. The population is growing. I mean, keep in mind, out of 277 municipalities in this province, Portugal Cove St. Phillips is the eighth largest populous community. It's a growing community. It's a lot of young families. There's new amenities there. It's a broad-based area, a lot of land mass that has the potential for development. We have one of the highest rates of live births. So it's set to have a full inclusive education system within the community. To do that, we need a high school. The kids are being bused into St. John's. St. John's will have some of its own challenges around the Kenmount Terrace population growth there, that those students will have to go somewhere. The students now from Portugal Cove, St. Phillips go to PWC. And we're saying we could offset all of the challenges that are going to be take place in the city by letting a major community like Portugal Cove, St. Phillips have a full inclusive education system with a new high school.
What about costs, though? Obviously, the provincial wallet is pretty tight right now. Is this something the province can possibly afford?
Well, I mean, this would be done over 3 to 4 fiscals. I mean, the first ask here, and I'm a former minister responsible for infrastructure, so I know the process. The first process would be ask for a minimal amount of money in the 21-22 budget to look at design and site location. That's the first process that you would use. So that would get you started, get the school district looking at the needs, what size of a school would be adequate, the process, the location, any other services that may be necessary for that site line. So over the next 2 fiscals, you would do that. But there's 3 benefits here. One is we need to have an inclusive education system for growing communities. That draws people to those areas. The second is we're going to have some challenges in the city because these same kids got to go somewhere. The city has no ability to build more schools. So if they're, as the city itself expands, like places like Kenmount Terrace, those students can then avail of the schools closer to them within the city confines itself. Plus, another build in Portugal Cove St. Phillips, another amenity, would be a benefit to the community for all kinds of other services and that having that asset built in for Newfoundland and Labrador. Not adding the fact that schools normally, and they should, 100% employ Newfoundlanders and Labradorians from the build stage to the education stage. So it becomes an asset to the community, but it also becomes a benefit economically to the business development process in Newfoundland and Labrador. So it's a win-win for everybody. It helps draw citizens to particular areas, and it ensures that the continuum of education is where it should be. It doesn't take away from any other area, and it doesn't add another asset that isn't needed. So they're the main points that are necessary when you look at the education system.
PCMHA for Conception Bay East, Belle Island, David Brazel, you have written a letter to Education Minister Tom Osborne, and is it correct that he has agreed to make this part of the budget discussion for the upcoming year?
Yes, he did, and I'm appreciative of that, but I think he also understands the necessity. He understands the geographics and the demographics of Portugal Cove St. Phillips. He understands the restriction to be able to expand within the city ranks itself, and that having a community that's already built on its own infrastructure, having that continuum infrastructure here that benefits everybody there is a value to the assets of Newfoundlanders and Labradorians.
And now, when you did go around speaking with, counselors, school leaders, and residents, what kind of stuff were you hearing from residents and parents?
Well, one that they would like to see their children educated within the full continuum of the school system in Portugal Cove St. Phillips. The issues around busing into the city became challenging from a safety point of view and from a time allotment point of view. And they felt, this is a fairly major municipality. that it should have all the same services that other communities would have. And again, it's not that it's a burden financially on anybody else, because you're just changing the demographic to go in one area where it's more accessible and more logistically makes more sense, and leave open areas for other areas, like in the city where there's some growth, to be able to avail of those particular classroom accesses. So people said the community should have it. It would be a benefit to the community, not just for the students from an academic point of view, but from all the other services that schools now provide in communities itself. It becomes a communities and school asset that can be used for everybody around that. So they felt the pride within the community, because now the students would be playing for their own school, they would play in their own community. This community, Portugal Coast St. Phillips, has invested millions into infrastructure around social recreation, inclusion, these type of things. So we wouldn't have to spend a lot of money on that. We would build the facilities adjacent to the existing infrastructure that's already there. That would save millions, but yet provide those students with all access to all kinds of inclusive types of social and athletic activities.
Progressive Conservative MHA for Conception Bay East, Belle Island, David Brazel, thank you very much for joining us here on the VOCM Morning Show.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.